मैं आप अपनी तम खत्म जगह का भक्त मूर्ति नस्थानी सर्वभूता ने न चो अहम चेतु अवस्थित दिस बस we have been discussing last time. This is distinct explanation of impersonalism and personalism. Actually, there cannot be any impersonal idea. Here, Krishna says, abhakta murtina. Even a bhakta, non-manifested, it has also a murti, a form. Generally, we can see impersonalism, voidism, compared with the sky. Sky is called zero, void. But sky has also a form. We see daily a big round ball. So there cannot be anything without form. That is not possible. Therefore Krishna particularly says, abhakta murtina. Although it is non-manifested, but it has got a form. But one who does not take to the real form and takes to the imaginary form, that has been explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Kesa Udhikatara Kesam of Bhaktas Akta Kesam. Those who are attached to the impersonal form, they unnecessarily take some trouble. Kesa Udhikatara. Of course, so understand the form of the Lord, that is not very easy thing. It requires much intelligence. Intelligence, that is also a kind of tapasya. Without tapasya, nobody can understand the form of the Lord, Satchidananda Vigraha. Because generally, we take it for granted, form means a form like me. Krishna says that patram pushpam phalam tuyam jumi bhaktya prajach tadaham asnani. Now, we offer eatables to the Lord. Krishna says, Tadham Asnami, I eat. But the atheists cannot see. They cannot see that how Krishna is eating. They say that you offered something to Krishna, but he has not eaten. It is lying there, you are eating. But now, Krishna has eaten. They do not know how they eat, how Krishna eats. That is their fault. Poor kind of knowledge. One has to learn how Krishna can eat. Krishna can eat simply by seeing. Simply, Krishna asks, all parts, all the indriyas, different parts of the body, limbs, they are as good as Krishna. Krishna can eat just like we eat through our mouth. But Krishna can eat with his eyes. That is absolute. Because we are not absolute, we have got distinction between my our eyes and our hands, our mouth, there are distinct. It is called Shagata Vive. You have got difference of body between yourself and myself. And in the body also there are differences. My eyes are different from my hands. My hands are different from my legs. But Krishna being absolute, he has no such distinction. That they do not understand. Therefore, they cannot imagine how God, Krishna, can have a form. If he has a form, then the form is like this. How the Maharaji, they say, they believe that when Brahma comes, he accepts a material body that is defied by Krishna. Avajananti mana murha manasin tanumas. Because I come as a human being, these rascals take me as one of the human beings. This is the Mura. This word is used, very word. Mura means rascal. Because Krishna comes as the child of Dasadama or as the son of Vasudeva, therefore these Mayavadis, they mistake that Krishna or Brahma has taken the form, accepting the body from Maya. But that's not the fact. Krishna is not under Maya. Krishna says, Sambhavami Atma-Maya. Not accepting this material energy, his own energy. Sambhavami Atma, Yuge-Yuge, Sambhavami Atma-Maya. So, these so-called classical scholars, they think Krishna and Krishna's body are different. As we, the spirit soul, we are different from this body. Similarly, this Mahabharata, they also think that Krishna is different from his body. Now we have several times discussed the big scholar, and Krishna says in this ninth chapter, Manmana Bhagavad Bhaktamad Jajimam Namaskuru. He translates lines for comments that it is not to Krishna the first. It is unto the Supreme Brahma who is within Krishna. He does not know Krishna. That Krishna has no such difference. He is Parabrahma. He has no difference as between the soul and the body. He is complete spiritual body, Satchidananda Vigraha. Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha, Satchidananda. So there cannot be any difference between Krishna and his soul. There is no such thing. But these people, the so-called scholars, they do not understand Krishna, but they have the audacity to write comments on Bhagavad Gita. They do not know what is Krishna. But they have the impudency to write comments on Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, it is meant for you, Arjuna, because you are my devotee. Bhaktosi, priyosi. Nobody can understand Bhagavad Gita unless one is very dear to Krishna and bhakta. Nobody can understand. That is the first test. One must be very dear to Krishna and one must be a devotee of Krishna. Then he can touch Bhagavad Gita. Of course, there are so many things. Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, Hatha Yoga, Karma Yoga. So many yogas are there. But Krishna says, the most confidential part of knowledge, my dear Arjuna, I am giving you, because you are so my dear friend, sarva-guhyatama. the 18th chapter, is that Sarva Dharman Paritajyamami Manvana Bhagavad Bhakta Madhyari Bhagavad. So, God, Krishna, is not impersonal at the ultimate end. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavani Kisam. Absolute truth is realized in three phases. Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. So, Paramatma is subordinate to the Supreme Person, Krishna. And Brahma is also subordinate to the Supreme Person, Krishna. Brahmana aham pratishtha. Brahma, the impersonal Brahma feature, Brahma jyoti, that is resting on Krishna. It is very easy to understand, we can see, that the sun shine is resting on the sun globe. Sun globe is localized. But sun shine is very big. It is distributed all over the universe. But that does not mean that sun shine is more important than the sun globe. The sun globe is important. And the still more important is the sun god. Within the sun globe, there is sun god. Devashyam, he is a person. And there is also other living entities. There all their bodies are made of fire. Here in the material science, they stabilize. They are under the impression that when there is too strong temperature, the microbes die. Or when there is too cold, the microbes die. There are two kinds of sterilization. Either by increasing the heat or decreasing the heat below zero. But Bhagavad Gita, from Bhagavad Gita, we understand Padabhyam. Soul is never killed in fire. Neither it is killed by extreme coldness. Nitya Sashvataya. Spirit cannot be counteracted by any material beings. That is spirit. Therefore, the theory that in the fire the living entity dies, it is not. But otherwise, how these shlokas are there in the second chapter, Adadayam, Aplidayam, Asusayam, that means anything material that can be cut into pieces. But the soul cannot be cut into pieces. Achyidam. It cannot be cut into pieces. Achyidam. Adabhyam. It cannot be burnt into ashes in the fire. Akhlidam. Asusam. The reaction of the five elements. Earth, water, fire, air. That is not applicable in the soul. So if they are not applicable, so the soul, which is minute particle of the Supreme Soul, how it is applicable to the Supreme Soul? Therefore, it is a miscalculation that Krishna, the Supreme Soul, is affected by this material nature. That is not possible. Therefore, Krishna says that sambhavami atam. Besides that, Krishna says that material nature was under his direction. Maya dhaksena prakriti suyate sa characharam. There are other evidences. ब्रह्मसांगिका सृष्टि स्थिति प्रलय था धन शक्ति रीता छाई वजस्त भुवनानी विभक्ति दुर्गा इच्छानुरूपो अभी व्यस्त चिस्तते सा दुर्गा इच्छानुरूपो जस इच्छानुरूपो अभी चिस्तते सा दुर्गा सृष्टि स्थिति प्रलय साधन शक्ति दुर्गा सो पावरफुल that it can create, she can create, she maintains, and she can annihilate everything. Still, she is working as maid servant under the direction of Govind. Govindamadipurisam tamaham bhaja. And it is not found in the Bhagavad Gita. Mayadhaksena, prakriti sivate sacharasaram. So, कृष्णा जे हरि अभय अहम सर्वस्व प्रभव मत्त सर्व प्रवर्तत इति मत्ता भजन्ति मान बूढ़ा सार समन वासुदेव सर्वमिति सा महात्मा सुदुल वन हु अंडरस्टैंड कृष्णा परफेक्टली वी कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड कृष्णा परफेक्टली दैट इज नॉट पॉसिबल बट एज फार एज आवर नॉलेज इज कंसर्न्ड As far as we can study Vedas, if we simply can understand that Krishna is the origin of everything, Ishara Parama Krishna, Parama Krishna, every one of us has somehow or other we are Ishara. Ishara means control. So, we have got some controlling capacity according to our capacity. But we are not the supreme controller, that is our question. Supreme controller is Krishna. He may be controller. I am controller, but above me there is another controller. Above him there is another controller. Above him there is another controller. In this way, within this material world, the supreme controller is Brahma. Within this material world, not beyond this material world. Only on this universe, in each and every universe, there are many Brahmas, many Rudras, and many other demigods, many suns, many moons, many millions. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti. Koti se vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. तद ब्रह्म निश्चलम अनंतम अशेष भूतम गोविंदमादि पुरुषम तमांगया सो एवरीथिंग इज कृष्णस एनर्जी दैट व्हाट कृष्ण सेड मया ततमिदं सर्वम सर्वम खलिदं ब्रह्म मी कृष्णस एनर्जी इज स्प्रेड एवरीवेयर एवरीथिंग परस्य ब्रह्मण शक्ति That expansion. In the Vishnu Purana, it is said, Ekasthani Sutashkarne Jyotna Vistarina Jata Parasya Brahmana Shakti Sarvaiva Akilamida Sarvaidam Akilamida Idam Sarva Whatever we are saying, They are simply expansion of Krishna's energy. That's like a big merchant, a big industrialist. He has got big factories. So these factories, one can say that this is Mr. Dealer's factory, or Mr. Sutton's factory, gentleman's factory, Tata's factory. But still, although the factory belongs to Tata, the factory is running on by the energy of Tata. But you cannot find it if you want to see where is Tata. It's a Tata. That you can see. Tata is sitting in his room and is pulling bottle. and everything is going on. Similarly, Goloka Yoga Nivasati Afilatma Bhuta. Krishna in his place, he is alert. He is enjoying, playing on his floor. Why he has to do anything? Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriya. This is Vedic Indra. Natastha Karjam Karananta Vindra. He has nothing to do. If you can see, ordinary, in Mr. Tata or Mr. Jigla has nothing to do. Everything is being done by its energy. So how great energy has got the Supreme Personality of God? That you can imagine. His energy is active. What? Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyasa. Sabhaviti Jnana Vala Kriyasa. His energy is acting in such a perfect way. That as we see that it is automatically. Automatic. An electronic machine is just by putting here a button, it is immediately responding. 5,000 miles away, the same button, working. That scientific method we have discovered. And we have discovered the law is there. You have simply learned to push one box. But there are dividaiva box. Parasasakti dividaiva sriyate. So, simply by meaning, everything is being done. That is Krishna. Simply by meaning. Ichamap. Just like in the Bible it is said, let there be creation, and there was. Simply by this will, let there be creation, there is. But there is action of the energy of Krishna. But the energy is so sacrificial that immediately it performs. Savavita, Jnana Balakya. You see, study one flower, how finely it is constructed, how the botanist can study. That it is running in this way, the veins are running in this way, the system is like this. But who has made the system? That is to be studied. Not only simply studying the superficial nature. A flower is coming up. It is not coming automatically. Exactly the same energy. Just like if we want to paint one flower, we have to apply our energy. We have to collect a collar and the grass and apply our handstand. Similarly, Krishna is doing, but his energy is so perfect, it becomes quickly, easy. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriya. The same example, just like now in electronic days. Formerly, we have to connect so many things before doing telegraphic transfer. But by electronic means, simply by pushing one button. So, if in the material world such subtle things can be performed, so spiritually, it's still finally, it can be done. Therefore, Krishna says that whatever you see, maya tatam idam sat. It is my expansion of energy. It is my expansion of energy. The same example as it is given in the Vishnu Purana. This is a fire is there in one place. Say another example is just like sunshine. Sun is fixed up. You can see everyone and can see that it is lying stationed in one insignificant corner of the star. But the sunshine is distributed all over the universe. And everything, all planets, all vegetation, all seasonal changes, they are depending on the sunshine. Similarly, Krishna has got his rays of the body, Brahma Jyoti, Krishna Prabha. Brahma Jyoti is described as Prabha. Krishna Prabha Prabhuto, as soon as there is Brahma Jyoti, Brahma Jyoti is always there. Jasya Prabhupada Jagadanda Koti in the Brahma Jyoti, innumerable universes are coming. In one. In another place it is said, the state of the Sasita Kala Mathavalamba, Jivanti Loma Vilaja, Jagadannanatha. Jagadannanatha means Brahma. Everything is coming from him. The same thing, that is the baby in the answer. Jato Bhaiwani Bhutani Jayanti. These are the basic ingredients. Jato Bhaiwani Sa Oitthata, Sa Asujata. So, Sabai, Raso Vaisa, everything, all these are where called Rasa. So same, the same thing is explained here. Maya Tatamidam Sadvam. But this Mayavadi is a thing that I am the same. I am distributed everywhere. I am moving sun, I am moving the Mediterranean. This is nonsense. How we are moving? It is said, Maya Tatamidam Sadvam. I am expanded all over this body. That you can say. My limitation. Khetra khetra gana, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Ulam sariram khetra miti avidhiyate. I am not exactly controlled. It's still, suppose I am the proprietor of this body. Actually, I am not proprietor of the body. Actually, proprietor is body Krishna, Paramatma. But I have been the play. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Khetram gantyapi mana vidhi sarva khetre subhar. Jivatma, he is the proprietor of this world. He has been given this body. So, act, just like this human body, is given by nature to us. Now we can act. If we act as like human beings, then your life is successful. The chance given by nature is fruitful. What is that chance? The body is given for inquiring about Brahma. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. Now you have got this human form of body. Now inquire about Brahma. Why you are going to the share market? What is the price of this share? But we are wasting in them. Kya bhava? Right. Not inquiring about Brahma. Kya bhava hai? The dogs and cats are very some food. Very some school. They are inquiring. Not that inquiring. Just like the hall is inquiring. Whole day, very soon. Very soon. That's not that inquiry. The human body is meant for inquiring about Brahma. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. This is Vedanta. But they are not interested in inquiring about Brahma. Nāyam deha deha bhājāṁ niloki kattāna kāvāna arhati virbhujāṁ. Virbhujāṁ. Oh. Virbhujāṁ. Virbhujāṁ means two reasons. They are working very hard. This human body is not meant for that purpose. Kastan kaman. Kaman means the necessity to fulfill, to satisfy the senses. Ahara nidra bhayamitan, where to eat, where to sleep, where to have sexual intercourse, where, how to prepare. These are kaman. These are bodily necessities. But, for fulfilling simply the bodily necessity, if we walk so hard, then where is the difference between us and the hogs? They are being sent it. There was also say, na ayana deha deho bhajana niloki. They are ours, all the bodies, they have got cats and dogs and hogs, they have also got muddy trees, they have got their body. But niloki. In the human society, when you have got a body. It is not meant for working hard like hogs and dogs. This is human business. This is human business. Then what is it meant for? Tapo, tapasya. That is very serious. That is very serious. But we have made program for economic development, working hard day and night like hogs and dogs. This is going on under the name of civilization. And to satisfy me after hard labor, there is wine and all that and bread. That's all. This is our civilization. This is hog civilization. A real civilization is for tapasya. Everything, God has given us everything. You need. For human beings, Krishna has given you nice fruits, nice flowers, nice grains, nice milk, nice sugar. Why don't you eat them nicely? That is basic civility. Take the grains, take the fruits, take milk, take sugar, make varieties of preparation, offer Krishna, and take the prasad. This is civilization. This is civilization. Otherwise, simply working hard for sense gratification without any discrimination, whether it is mother or sister or anything. That is hog civilization. That the hog has no discrimination. In fact, so therefore Shastra says, Nāyāna deha deha bhājāna milopi kastāna kāmāna hati. They do not understand what is civilization. Yet Krishna says, now, aprāpamāngli vattante mittu saṅsāra vatman. Now they do not know what is mittu saṅsāra vatman. Is there any university in fact this education is given? What is mittu saṅsāra vatman? Can any big philosopher can say, what is this mrityu saṅsāra vatmani? You do not know. Krishna says that if you do not get me, here is a chance. He must form a body. A prapama, if you don't get me, if you come, do not come to Krishna consciousness, then what is the result? Nivattante mrityu saṅsāra vatmani. If you do not take chance, just like sometimes we have seen somebody takes his bird in the field and let him loose out of the cage, and the bird goes and he also goes behind. But if the bird takes chance, now let loose, let me fly. But that is unhappy. He again comes into the cage. Again comes. So, this human form of body is that sort of let loose. Now, it gets the freedom of flying out from this mixture of Sarvatmati. But that will not. He'll enter again. He'll enter. Everything is clear. So, we are not interested how to get out of the cage of mrityu saṅsāra vatman. We are again and again coming back to the cage. This is called abhyāna. This is called abhyāna. Jnāna means that I am itāna. Nāhannate hannamāne sarīre. I know. I am not annihilated after the killing, after the annihilation of this body. Nitta sāsvatayam, nāhannate hannamāne sarīre. Then why I am entering this body, which is annihilated? And that is the problem. That is mittu saṅsāra vatman. If you enter again into this material body, then again mittu. Again enter, again die, again. Bhutta bhutta paliyate. This is the problem. Mittu saṅsāra. But nobody is interested. How to get out of this problem? They do not know. They do not speak. They think that after death I am annihilated. But that is not the fact. The fact is that you have to enter another body And any material body to accept either king's body or dog's body or house body or tree's body, it will finish. It is, that is called Mithu. Mithu Samsarva. So, we are accepting similar body, 8,400,000 forms of bodies are there, and one after another, we are entering and leaving and entering and leaving. This is called Mithu Samsara Vatma. But we have no such brain that how to get out this Mithu Samsara Vatma. Can get out. That is explained. Mami Vajaprabhadante Maya Metantan. This is Maya. Maya means actually I am not under this Mithu Samsara Vatma. Natu Maya Ritira. It is Maya. Just like in dream, I enter some kind of body. At night, every night you can experience that when you sleep, we dream that I have taken another world. I have gone to another place. I am working in a different way, forgetting this world. This is daily experience. And when that dream is over, then again I come to this body, I remember, oh, I have to go there. I have to do this. Another action. This is going on. I am accepting this gross dream and this subtle dream. But what is my actual position? That I do. This is called ignorance. That actual position we can understand if we become Krishna conscious. If we simply become Krishna conscious, then we can understand our actual position. Then we can be saved, and that is stated here. Asvaddhana purusha dharmasthasa parantapa. Asvaddhana. If one is not interested in Krishna consciousness, asvaddhana. No, I am not. But it is for your interest. Why you say that I have no interest? That is it. Nothing he does. Sathagati he is no. They did ask that they do not know what is his interest. He does not know. Vairakthamanina, durathaya, vairakthamanina. He has got this material body and is thinking satisfaction of my senses. That is my interest. Vairakthamanina. And andhagathana yupaniyamana and an other rascal leader who gives him impetus. Yes, you do this, you do that. You will be very much satisfied. You do so many materials, they engage them. That is very nice. They like to abide by such leaders. But what are those leaders? Andha. They do not know what is the ultimate goal of life. They are themselves blind and they are leading others blind also. This is one. But actually leader is Krishna. Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya mām ekam śaraṇam. He is actual leader. So don't follow all this nonsense thing. Don't follow all this ism. It will spoil your life. Because you are not this body. That is the first thing. Tathā dehāntaraṁ prāpti. Dehina śrīnda thāde. Everything clearly explained in the Bhagavad Gita. So, instead of accepting these blind leaders, we should know who is actual leader. Krishna is the leader. If we take leadership of Krishna, then our life is perfect. We properly utilize the utility of human life. Otherwise, we are being misled. Now Krishna is that very explained. That they, whatever you are seeing in this material world, what is this material world? This material world is combination of the spiritual and material energy of Krishna. Parasa Brahmana Sati. There are two different energies of Brahma. Sarvedam Khilam Jagat. What is this Calcutta city? Calcutta City means the earth, water, air, fire, sky, these are material elements, gross elements, mind, intelligence and ego, these are the subtle elements, these eight elements, Krishna's energy, and beyond this energy, upper ayam, these are inferior energy, beyond this inferior energy, there is superior energy. Aparayam itastu vidhime prakitim para. Another superior. What is that superior man? Jiva Bhuta. The living form. The living entity. So what is this world? This world, object is Calcutta. What is it? It is a combination of material energy and spiritual. The spiritual energy is as a living entity. He has got this material body. Therefore it is a combination. So they are working. But he is working, actually working the living entity. And he is utilizing this material energy. This is why. Chayadam Dharma, the whole world is going on that. A combination of material energy and spiritual energy. The spiritual energy is superior and the material energy is inferior. Therefore, whatever we are saying, that simply display manifestation of two energies of Krishna. Parasya brahmana sarvedam akiram jagat. This is that. So, although energy and the energetic, they are non-different. Still, energy is not the energy. This is called achinta bheda. Simultaneously one and different. The energy is not different. Just like the fire and the heat and the light. The heat and light is from the fire. Wherever there is fire, there is heat and light. But still, heat and light is not fire. Try to understand. This is Achinta Veda. Heat is not different from fire. Light is not different from fire. But still heat and light is not fire. Similarly, everything, whatever we see, they are simply manifestation of the two energies of God, Brahma. So they are not different from Brahma, at the same time, different. This is called Achinta Bheda Veda. Therefore, Krishna says here that Masthani Sarvabhutani, everything is resting on my energy, but I am not. The Mayavadi philosopher has mistaken that when everything is expanded God's energy, then why they separate God? This is material conception. God is always separate from His energy. That is distinguished here. Maya tatanidam sarvam. Everything is emanation of God's energy. But still God is not there. If you worship the energy of God, that is not God worship. In Hindu it is, but directly it is not. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. The kamastasya hitavyana jajante annata. Anna devata, they are energies of Krishna. But there is no need if you approach directly to the energetic. The energy is automatically touched and worshipped. Sarvaha namasute ija. Just like if you pour water in the root. Root is the pod of the tree. The branches, the twigs, the leaves, the flowers, everything. They are also expansion of the root. So if you water on the root, the sargins expands to other parts of the root. तथा तरुन्मूलन निषेचन तिप्पन्ति तत्कन्द भुजोपशाखा प्राणोपहारा सुखेन्द्रियाणाम तथा सर्वाहरम उच्चते सिंपली वर्ड से उच्चतम उच्चतम नहीं द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हु नेवर फॉल्स हु नेवर फॉल्स वी आर च्युतम although we are qualitatively one is God, but we have got the tendency of fall down. Therefore, we have fallen down in this material. But Krishna does not fall down. When Krishna comes, he is not like us. And if we consider him as one of us, then he must be rascal number one, avajananti manamurha, manasintanumas, param bhava vajan. So that is Krishna. Krishna is expanded by his energy everywhere. Sarvedam akhilam jagat parasat brahmana shakti. But in the shakti, although there is relationship, there is also in different way indirectly Krishna. But there is no Krishna. That is not Krishna. If you have mayatatamidam sabdam jagat abhakta murtina, Mastani Sadhubhuta. Everything is resting in his energy. Mastani Sadhubhuta. Not a aham kesu avasthita, but I am not. And if you, instead of Krishna, if you worship the energy, the material scientist, he is also worshipping Krishna, but he is worshipping the Krishna's material energy, not Krishna. Therefore, if one says that I am worshipping the energy of Krishna, therefore there is no need of worshipping Krishna, that is not good. That is not good. Do the Dhamman Prabhupada. If you stick to the worshipment of the energy, you will get that success. But not as much success as Krishna worshipping. Therefore, it is clear. Mayatatamidam sattvam jagatha bhakta murtina mastani sarvabhutani naham teshu avastita. In another place it is said that just like he says that they worshipping the other demigod, that is also worshipping me, but avidhi purvakam. Jagante avidhi purvakam, that is not vidhi. Vidhi is sarva-dharman parityajyam mamekam, towards the Krishna. It is very simple. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yomi bhaktyapitishya. But people will not accept the simple things. We will give him complete perfection. But maya apahita jnana asuri bhava vasita, because they have taken the atheistic view, asuri bhava vasita. Therefore, Maya has taken his love. Everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Maiva bhitani tha. If he worships other demigods, they cannot independently offer you any benediction. Krishna says, Maiva bhitani tha. They have to take sanction from the Supreme Personality of Godhead before giving you the benediction. But still, such benediction is temporary. Antavattu phalam tesha antat bhavati alpumedha. They are temporary. So, such temporary benediction is meant for the alpumedha ka. One whose brain substance is very small. Or the brain substance, instead of brain substance, is cow dung. They are set in this. Otherwise, every shastra says, Vedaisya sadvai ahameva vedam. All the Vedic literature, same at understanding Krishna. And Krishna says, sarva-dharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. Give up all these things. Simply surrender unto me. And it is so easy. Patram pushpam phala, any part of the world, any poor man can offer Krishna. This is the poorest. And not that who are rich, for them it is prescribed. Anyone can offer Krishna according to his capacity. Krishna is not hankering after your offering. But if you offer Krishna, that is for your own interest, own benefit.
స్వయాతమిదం సత్వం జగత్ అద్భుతం. మతమస్థాని భూతాని పశ్చమై జోగమైశ్వరం భూతభిద్ మత భూతస్త భూతాత్మా భూతభావ.
This is Atunta Veda. The same thing as I have already explained, that the heat and light is not different from the fire, but still the fire is not there. Similarly, although Krishna is not there, but everything is there Krishna, and everywhere you can find Krishna at the same time. Because everything is Krishna's energy. Just like here, we are worshipping deity. Made of stone. Everyone knows that the deity is made of stone. That atheist class is saved. How is it? These foolish people are worshipping a stone statue. But no, that is not the same stone statue. Stone is also Krishna. Because Bhumi Rapana Rabai. So one who knows the art, by worshipping stone also he can worship Krishna. By worshipping so much. It is Krishna's mercy. Because at the present moment, atha sutisna namadi labhavid grahyam indriya. By your blunt senses you cannot understand what is Krishna, what is Krishna's name, what is Krishna's form, what is Krishna's activity. Therefore, Krishna, by his godless mercy, has come before us in the form of stone, so that we can see. Because we cannot see beyond stone. We cannot see beyond wood. And the wood and stone is also not beyond Krishna. That is also Krishna. So, Krishna has given us the facility to worship Him in the way as we can understand. It is not that Krishna is stone. Because Krishna says, Humirapananava. He can take service from Krishna, any form. There are eight kinds of forms. Either you paint, either you make a form from wood, from stone, from jewels, and according to Vedic Christian, there are so many different types of deities. So, Krishna can accept your service in any way. That is Krishna's omnipotence. He has called omnipotency. But we can handle. If we want to worship the gigantic Virat Rupa of Krishna, if you want to dress him with cloth, where is such amount of cloth? How you can do it? So it is Krishna's assignment that he has appeared before you in a small form. So according to your capacity, you can make very nice dress. And Krishna, you can dress him. And by dressing him, Krishna will understand that here is my devotee. He is giving me some service. This is the position. Therefore, temple worship, the deity worship is necessary. For the Kanishka Vikas. Simply, if you think that Krishna is everywhere, I shall think of Krishna, meditate on Krishna, that is not possible. Meditation, that is also, that requires good qualification. Dhanavastita tadvapena manusapasanti janjuvi. But, Krishna has kindness of Kamurti. If child can see also Krishna. Any innocent, any illiterate man can see, anyone can see. A Brahman can see, Sutra can see. Therefore, the deity worship is so important. Natamasthani bhutani pasame yogamaisvaro. Bhutavid, not a bhutasya, mamatma bhutabhava. Mamatma bhutabhava. Everything is coming from me. The way everything is in me. And still I am not. This is called Atunta Veda. Jathakasa stito nityam bhaji sarva travo maha. Tathat sarvani bhutani masthani iti upadhara. This life, in the sky, there are so many things. Jathakasa. Jathakasa stito nityam vayu. The vayu. Vayu is everywhere. But it is within the sky. It is nityam.
नित्यं वायु सर्वगतो महान तथा सर्वाणि भूतानि मत्तानि
एवरीथिंग इज इन मी एंड इट्स स्टिल आई एम नॉट देयर.
सो कृष्णा इज आउटसाइड, कृष्णा इज इनसाइड. ईश्वर सर्वभूतानां विद्देश अर्जुन तिष्ठति. कृष्णा इज सो फैट. कृष्णा इज आउटसाइड, कृष्णा इज इनसाइड. कृष्णा इज आउटसाइड. ब्रह्म सत्व जगत मिथ्या. नो जगत नॉन मिथ्या बिकॉज हिज एलिमेंट जगत मीन्स हिज फाइव एलिमेंट. That is also Krishna, Krishna energy. He has Krishna's energy. How we can say it is mitya? It is not mitya. It is fact. But we do not know it is Krishna. We are claiming this is our land. But we do not know it is whose land. That is our mission. Land is not mitya. Land is fact. But we do not know whose land. To whom this land belongs. That is not. But a devotee knows that Ishavasanidam Sadma, everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna also says, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, I am the Prabhupada of all lokas. But we are claiming this is Indian land, it is our land, this is Chinese land, this is American land. And we are fighting. This is due to want of Krishna consciousness. Actually, everything belongs to Krishna. We belong to Krishna. My body belongs to Krishna. I am partial of Krishna. Therefore, my only duty is to serve Krishna. This is what. Other is all not. This is it. Yathākāśasthito nityam vāyu sarva gato mahān tathā sarvāṇi bhūtāni mastāṁ. Sarvāṇi bhūtāṁ. Everything. Mastāṁ. Then my part and first. That is the part and parcel duty. It is to serve the whole. That's why this finger, part and parcel of this body. Its duty is to serve the whole body. When it is, there is some despair. Then it cannot serve. Then anyone, any living entity who is not engaged in Krishna service, he is in abnormal condition of his life. That is called conditional life. And as soon as he gives us this conditional life, he takes to Krishna consciousness and begins serving Krishna. That is mukti. That is mukti. Sarupena avasthiti hitya anatha rupam mukti. It is definition of mukti. Mukti hitya anatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. Mukti means you give up your abnormal condition of life. And in this situation, in your own constitutional life, that is mukti. So, we are spreading this mukti. Krishna consciousness means mukti consciousness. Take it very seriously. Try to understand and take advantage of it and be happy. That is all. Thank you.